following program was produced with a grant from the Friends of the North Carolina Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped and was created by the Triangle Radio Reading Service, a broadcast news and information service for blind and visually handicapped persons in Central North Carolina. Hello and welcome to So All May Read, a new look at the North Carolina Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped. I'm George Douglas with the Triangle Radio Reading Service. It is my great pleasure to bring you exciting news about your North Carolina Library for the Blind. We'll look at some new developments that will make this service even more valuable to you today and in the future, and we'll tell you a little more about the breadth of services available from the library, perhaps some things that you may not even know about. When the Library for the Blind began in 1958, there were only around 800 persons in North Carolina who listened to books and other materials on a long-playing record.
Buying second-hand stuff means losing face. But these are tough times, and for shoppers this Sunday, acquiring the gently worn possessions of the no longer rich clearly beats not shopping at all.
The records ran at a speed as slow as 8 rounds per minute, or RPM, compared to the 45 RPM or 33 and a third RPM records that were popular in the late 50s. You could get an entire book or magazine, but it might take a few records to deliver all the content. It sounds a bit archaic today, but it was a big deal back then. A few years later, the material evolved to audio cassette tapes that were recorded to get more reading time on one tape. Records and tapes both had their limitations, but they were the best technology available at the time, and they made great material available to people who depended on it. The advent of digital technology, although a bit intimidating to some people, has led to the creation of the easiest and most accessible way to listen to books and other archived material that has ever existed. Carl Keene, the regional librarian who oversees the North Carolina Library for the Blind, says the new digital talking book machine was introduced in 2009, and he explains how it works.
Well, we're really thrilled about the digital talking book player. It's a big improvement over the cassette player that it replaces. For one thing, it's much smaller and lighter. The player is about the size of a hardback book, and it's dark gray in color. In the front, it has a pull-out handle and a slot that you stick the book in. In the back, you have a storage space where you keep the power cord so that you can play it by house current or you can play it by battery power. It does contain a rechargeable battery, and the battery can last for about 29 hours before you have to recharge it, which is a big improvement. There are two player models, the standard player and the advanced player. Both players have the same basic controls. Arranged below a raised line on the top of the player, has a round power button, right and left arrows to fast forward and rewind the book, up and down arrows to control the volume, and a large rectangular play pause button. It also has a crescent moon button, which is a sleep button, and that's really exciting because if you tend to fall asleep when you're listening to a recorded book, you can use that to set the amount of time that the player will play. You can set it in 15-minute increments up to an hour, and then at the end of the time that you set, the player shuts itself off. So if you fall asleep, it won't play till the end of the book. Above the raised line, the standard player has up and down buttons on both sides to control the tone and the speed of the playback. A lot of our readers like to listen to books at faster speeds. What this will enable them to do is to set the speed up a little bit, and because of the digital technology, it will sound like a normal book played a little faster rather than a book read by chipmunks. The advanced player has the same buttons that the standard player has, but it adds another row of buttons above that raised line, which will allow you to move around the book a little more flexibly and easily. The advanced player also allows you to set a bookmark so that if you find a part of the book that you really liked it or you need to go back to refer to it again, you can send a bookmark and go back to it easily.
I asked Carl how the digital talking book compares to the older cassette machine.
The new digital players have a number of advantages over the old cassette players. Probably the most noticeable advantage is just how easy they are to use. You don't have to worry about cassette tapes jamming or breaking or getting tangled up in the machine. The digital cartridges don't break. You're also dealing with a single cartridge, as I mentioned a little earlier, rather than a number of cassettes that you have to work through. The machine runs much longer on battery power. A digital player, when its battery is freshly charged, will operate for over 29 hours. And to recharge it, you just plug it into the wall. It takes about 3 hours to reach a full charge. Perhaps the most important reason, however, to get the digital player is the fact that the National Library Service that produces the books discontinued cassette production about a year and a half ago. And since September of 2010, all books have been produced in digital form only. So that if you're looking for the newest bestseller or if you want to hear the latest book by your favorite author, you will need a digital player to do it.
Carl Keene, Regional Librarian for the North Carolina Library for the Blind. So how do you begin to use this great new digital talking book service from the North Carolina Library for the Blind, either for yourself or for a friend or family member who is having difficulty reading? I asked Gina Powell, Outreach Director for the library, to tell us how someone can get one of the new digital players.
To get to the digital talking book player, you need to become a patron of the North Carolina Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped. And the way that you become a patron is to get an application. You can call our 800 number and have one sent to you in the mail. You can go to our website or and download that off of the internet and fill that out, complete it. You need to have it certified by a certifying authority, which would be a doctor, a nurse, eye doctor, or so forth, and mail all that back in to us. We will process the application, and one of our reader advisors will give the potential patron a call. They'll talk with them and set them up for the library service, and if they'd like to have the digital player, then we send them one at that time.
Is there a charge for the use of a digital talking book?
Well, the North Carolina Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped is a public library for individuals with a visual or physical impairment. So it works just like the public library in anyone's neighborhood. All the services are free. There's no charge to use the digital player. Once you're assigned one, you can use it for as long as you want to use the service, and there's no charge for it. If there is any problem with the player and it needs maintenance or a new battery or something like that, you just mail it back in to us, and we'll fix it or replace it as needed and send it back to you. And again, there's no charge for any of that.
If a library patron has a cassette player today and would like to get a digital talking book, what should they do?
What they need to do is just call the library and tell us that they're going to do that. And they can mail in that cassette player and we will send them a digital one. They just need to let us know that's what they would like to do, is to have a digital player. However, they can keep the cassette player and have the digital player at the same time if they would like to, as some of our magazines are still coming out in cassette format, not digital yet. So we encourage people to keep both players if they'd like.
Gina Powell, Outreach Director for the North Carolina Library for the Blind. The North Carolina Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped is a part of the division of the State Library and operates under the North Carolina Department of Cultural Resources. Therefore, it is funded and operated by the state. But the organization has developed and grown through the years with the support and additional funding from the Friends of the Library for the Blind. The Friends group was organized in 1989, and Gary Ray was one of the early leaders of that organization. I asked him why the library is so important and why he has always been so passionate about both the Friends group and the library.
The work of the Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped has always been very close to my heart, because before I went to work for the library and before I joined the Friends, I was first and foremost a patron of the library. It is one of the most important services that I have ever received in the United States, being a blind man. So when I was an employee, I began to realize that state funding many times is sufficient, but generally it is not enough to do some of the work that needs to be done. And in the lean years, and of course we're all very familiar right now with lean years because we've been in a number of lean years when budget cutbacks are being experienced by state agencies, services at the library would be curtailed in very important areas. So the idea was that an organization could raise money and support the work of the library either by funding very special programs such as the descriptive video program of described movies, or could, in the case of reduced budgets, take over funding of certain programs at the library that we felt were essential, such as the publication of the Tar Heel Talk, which is the library newsletter. So it gave me an opportunity to give back to the organization and to help the organization to extend its services and maintain the highest level of customer service.
I asked Gary how he discovered the North Carolina Library for the Blind in the first place.
When I lost my sight back in the 1970s, one of the most major losses, the one that really carried me low, was to lose the ability to read regular print. I was a huge reader when I was growing up. And when my vision got to the point when I could no longer read for pleasure, it was a tremendous loss. I saw a nice lady who was a social worker for the blind, and I shared a glass of wine with her. I was whining about losing my sight and telling her all the things that I couldn't do and that I didn't like. And when I talked about not being able to see to read, she said, "Oh, there's an organization that can help you." And she told me about the Library for the Blind, and that was a tremendous boon to me because it was the first thing that I took back from my blindness. I started getting books in audio format, and that allowed me to get back a part of my life that I thought was lost.
Gary Ray, one of the early leaders of the Friends of the North Carolina Library for the Blind. As I mentioned at the beginning of our program, while the digital talking book is the exciting new development, there are a variety of other services that are available every day to a population of more than 11,000 library patrons around the state. The North Carolina Library for the Blind has the largest collection of large print books available anywhere in the state, as well as a collection of books in Braille. Collection librarian Lanny Parker tells us more about this invaluable resource.
Well, our large type collection is a large part of our service. We have lots of folks that are interested in that. We have about 23,000 titles of large type books, and that's quite a variety, more or less what you'd find in any public library. Lots of light fiction, because that's what people enjoy reading much of the time, but also history, biography, adventure, how-tos, cookbooks. We've got a pretty good selection on that.
I asked Lanny if the library gets in new books on a regular basis.
Yes, we do. We have a steady supply of new titles coming into the collection, some of which we select, some of which we receive on standing order plans. So every month when you come back, you should see a few new titles coming in that you haven't seen before.
There is an impressive collection of Braille books as well, as Lanny describes.
The Braille Book Collection is actually one of the oldest services that we have from the National Library Service, and it continues to be popular with folks that can read Braille. Our catalog has about 18,000 titles in Braille. We get about 600 new titles in Braille every year from the National Library Service, and we purchase some additional titles to go with that. Again, this is quite a variety of different kinds of literature. There's fiction, there's nonfiction, cookbooks, how-tos, really everything from how to label the spices in your cabinet in Braille to how to operate a computer if you're not familiar with that.
I asked Lanny how a patron knows what books are currently available.
One of the easiest ways to find out about what we have available is in our online catalog, as it is for the digital and tape recordings. You can check there by author, by title, by subject, and see exactly what we have up to the minute in that source. You can also place reserves on them and get yourself a queue built up of what you'd like to read next. And, of course, you can always call our 800 number and talk with a reader's advisor about what you might like to have in either Braille or large type or any of our other medium.
Lanny Parker, Collection Librarian for the North Carolina Library for the Blind. In addition to books, the North Carolina Library for the Blind has a collection of current magazines available for loan in large print, Braille, and cassette. All materials can be mailed to patrons at no cost and can be returned to the library at no cost as well. But it is now possible to get instant access to all materials by downloading books and magazines online. Carl Keene, the regional librarian, tells us more about the magazines and how they can be downloaded.
There are two services that North Carolina readers have access to. The first is one produced by the National Library Service called BARD, or Braille and Audio Recording Download. BARD has downloadable versions of every digital book that's been produced, as well as the magazines that are currently available. Every magazine that they produce is now recorded in digital format and can be downloaded off BARD. North Carolina offers a similar kind of program for locally produced materials. All of our books and magazines have been produced in digital format for about a year. If you go to our site, which is called Noble, North Carolina BARD Local, it will have every book that we've produced in digital format, as well as every magazine that we produce in digital format, available for download.
As I mentioned earlier, the North Carolina Library for the Blind currently serves more than 11,000 state residents on a regular basis. It is truly a vital link to the world of news, information, and entertainment for this community. And speaking of entertainment, there's one service that we haven't discussed yet. Did you know that you can receive a popular hit movie on DVD or VHS that is produced especially for blind or visually impaired movie fans? It is called the Descriptive Video Service. Here's a brief segment from the popular movie Eat, Pray, and Love, as it sounds on a DVD with the Descriptive Service.
I'm Liz Gilbert. I'm writing a magazine article on Bali, and I wanted to meet a medicine man. Everyone said I should meet K'tut Liyer. Am I in the right place?
Wait. A copper-skinned old man approaches.
Happy to see you. I'm K'tut Liyer.
K'tut grins as he leads her by the arm. Now he reads her poem.
As you can tell, a narrator describes the action taking place on camera between the dialogue among the actors, so you can visualize what's happening. Gina Powell, the library's outreach director, tells us more about this exciting service.
Our descriptive video service is a club that people join. This is the only part of our service that we have any charge for, that being that it is funded completely by the Friends of the Library, and this one-time membership fee of $20 helps to offset the cost of this program and to help us to continue to add new movies. What a person will do is to fill out the application and send it in with a $20 fee. This is a one-time lifetime membership fee. And then they can check out all the movies that they'd like. We have over 600 titles available, and we're adding more every day. some of our titles are VHS tape, and we still are holding on to those, even though they are becoming passé and are not made anymore, but we have a lot of good movies that are in that format, and some people enjoy using that format still. We also have movies on movie disc, and these are where the new titles are being added. As I say, we have over 600 titles to choose from. People can check out the movies for a three-week period and then return them back and continue checking out as many as they like. We have all different types of titles, popular movies, the types of things that you would find from Netflix, for example. But I believe we offer a much better deal than Netflix. Can't beat $20 lifetime subscription.
I asked Gina how patrons can find out what movies are available with Descriptive Video Service.
Well, what we do is that we send out catalogs when they join the service. They can have their choice of what kind of format they want the catalog. It may be in large print, in Braille, or on cassette in an audio format so that they can listen to the title and a description of the movie. And that way they know what is available. They can also go onto our website and look at the movie catalog there too as well, the same way that they would look at the catalog for books.
As you can tell from this program, there are many great services available to you as a blind or physically handicapped person from the North Carolina Library for the Blind. And the management and the friends of the library are continuing to expand the service offering every year. They're also trying to reach out to more people in North Carolina who could benefit from all of these services. James Benton is the current president of the Friends of the North Carolina Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped. I asked him to tell us about the current objectives of the Friends organization.
At this point, the Friends organization is focused entirely on finding funding throughout the community to be able to stabilize our growth factor so that we can provide the necessary support to the library specifically, in order to ensure that all of the programs that our patrons are accustomed to having access to will remain in place for years to come. How do we do that? We will have to continue to work with the community to raise money. We will continue to preach our mission and support our library by participating in as many outreach opportunities as possible. Outreach opportunities for us means that we're going to be present when there are professionals gathered to discuss issues facing the blind and visually impaired of our state. It means that when the blind and visually impaired are gathered for various advocacy conferences and other sports events, that we will be present to make sure that they know about the library services and how that can benefit them and help them to enjoy a natural, productive life filled with information.
James also describes how the Friends organization will use some of the financial resources.
Our DVS program is one that's very important that we want to continue to invest in, making sure that our patrons have access to many more movies on the digital video systems. We also want to make certain that all of the equipment in the library is up to par, the Braille embossers, the recording equipment. We want to make sure they have plenty of the standard thumb drives so that we can put information on those thumb drives and distribute those throughout the state to our patrons. So technology is very important to our mission, being able to get information placed on that technology, various books being put onto the thumb drives. That's very important to the mission, and making sure that we have a state-of-the-art recording studio so that our readers, volunteers, and supporters can come in and put information together that we can distribute. It's very important to keep the library functioning at the very highest level, even though that at this particular point, the state is having to undergo some unfortunate but very necessary cuts, which tend to affect how we would serve if it wasn't for the Friends to be able to step in and fill the void.
I asked James if he expects the library to expand in the future.
Certainly we hope that in time the library will be in a position, that the Department of Cultural Resources will be in a position to establish itself in a bigger facility with much more accessibility and availability of print materials, large print materials, Braille materials, and recorded materials. That would be a very nice thing to have happen. Certainly that's on our big wish list, but that's not in the foreseeable future. So for now, we must work with the space that we have available. We've tried to do a lot to reduce space. One of the things that has happened to help us reduce space is we have outsourced a lot of our Braille materials to other organizations across the country, and we can tap into those resources when we need them and ship Braille materials to people across North Carolina, but we don't have to store as much of that material here in Raleigh as we once did.
Of course, James is a regular user of the new digital talking book machine. I asked him how he feels about the new technology.
The usability of the new system is absolutely incredible. You have a device that is incredibly built, sturdily built, no moving parts, very easy to use. It's Braille friendly. Everything on the machine is Brailled. It's extremely user friendly with the talking guide inside the unit with the press of one button. And then all you're having to do is insert a cartridge and be able to manipulate the buttons to move around within that cartridge, within that USB drive to find and listen to the information you're interested in. And of course, it has a subsidiary drive on the side of the unit where you can plug in thumb drives or other drives that would provide you additional information. So it's an incredible unit. It certainly carries us far beyond what the old talking book machines and the talking players, the tape cassette players, would have ever done for us. This is incredible technology that we're enjoying today.
James Benton, president of the Friends of the North Carolina Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped. The digital talking book is an exciting new development, and the management and Friends of the North Carolina Library for the Blind feel it will enhance their mission of making reading available to all persons who are blind, visually impaired, or physically handicapped. As we near the close of our program, I asked Regional Librarian Carl Keene how long the library will continue to support the previously popular cassette tape machines.
We'll continue to support the cassette players as long as we have the parts to repair the machines. The cassette service will continue for a while. Not everything will be available in digital format. Some of the older materials will continue to be available in cassette format for quite a while. Eventually, everything will be available for download in digital format, but that's a number of years down the road. So you'll want to hold on to your cassette player for a while. We'll continue to support it. We'll continue to replace them when they need repair. And we'll continue to have the materials available to play on them.
If you have questions about any of the services you have heard about on this program, call the North Carolina Library for the Blind toll-free at 1-888-388-2460. I'll repeat that. 1-888-388-2460. Or you can search online for the North Carolina Library for the Blind. If you would like to hear this program again or share it with someone else, you can go online to triangleReadingService.org and click on the North Carolina Library for the Blind program So All May Read and listen to it on demand right there on your computer. Thanks so much for joining me today. This program was produced with a grant from the Friends of the North Carolina Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped and was created by the Triangle Radio Reading Service, a broadcast news and information service for blind and visually handicapped persons in Central North Carolina. I'm George Douglas for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. Thanks again for listening.